Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 1, 2020. Happy October. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com, and we're doing our weekly New Earth support call. We have 29 folks on the live call. That's a lot of folks. Thank you all so much for being here live, and thanks to everyone who's hearing this on the recording as well. You're all equally able to support this project. So what we're going to do, as usual, is we're going to start with me opening the mesa and calling in all of our spiritual support. Every being on call will be of high vibration and benevolent intent. After that, we will probably go through a little self-awakening process with the embodied awakening invocation to get all shiny up. And then we'll say to the divine, hey, here we are. How can we help support the golden age that's rising up? If this call is like recent calls, we'll probably be spontaneously brought into a process where we ourselves are cleaned up or awakened further or brought to a new dimension or something. That's what they've been doing recently. And at some point, in some manner, they'll make use of us to assist with the Great Awakening. And we never know how it's going to happen. And once I get all the allies called in, I just relax and I don't make anything happen. I just report what's happening. So I become your empathic tour guide. So let's get rolling. I invite you, one last thing before we start. I do request that you give this your complete undivided attention while we do this, please. So if right now you can't give it your full attention, then please hang out and come back to the recording. Of course, the recording is only available to Awakening Plus members, but if you must depart during the call before it's done, then just mentally ask the allies to remove you gently from the field we're in, and that way your departure will not be a disruption to the rest of us. I only say this because each person who's involved with this live or on the recording co-creates the energetic field, and the quality of your attention will affect everybody else backward and forward in time as well as in real time. So it is a tiny bit of a responsibility to be here, and I just ask that you be respectful in that manner. Bottom line, just act as if you're right here in the room with me, and you'll have the right idea. So with all that said, let's dive in. I invite you to close your eyes and relax. This event usually takes an hour or less. And I'm going to call directions and call allies. Pachamama. Mamakia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher service to other that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north. Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the container is almost there. I'm going to invite each and every one of you now to just relax and be. Our relaxation into the field is what will solidify the container. Let's let the divine do it for us and not try to do it from our human selves. That's better. Thank you. All right. So now we will we'll do the embodied awakening invocation. I'll explain it fully in case anyone here is new and has not done it before. So in the embodied awakening invocation, we are going to call our higher self into our human body to attain embodied awakening. Metaphorically, this is like driving a car. Instead of your human self driving, your human self drives to the passenger seat and your divine drives. If at any moment your human self does not like the divine's driving, all you got to do is slide back over, take the wheel, the divine steps out immediately with no fuss, and your human self is back in control. Your human self is at no risk, there is no danger. This can be instantly reversed if you don't care for it. The benefits of embodied awakening include: there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll know what to do through intuition much more, and there's much more bliss. And there's lots more benefits too that are beyond language. So let's go ahead and call that in. If you wish to join us in this process, which I highly recommend, please repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self. Speak out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and rest in passive breath awareness. You've just done the yang part by calling it in. Now you do the yin part by being completely passive. Let the awakening come to you. Do this by just resting in breath awareness, letting the breath do whatever it wants, and just noting the pure sensation when it enters or leaves your body. Tips that will help you do this with maximum effectiveness and ease. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel breath passively. If you become distracted, which we're going to call anything other than passive breath awareness, don't fight that distraction. Do not try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. This is an uninvited guest, not you. Therefore, you don't have to give that distraction any further attention. So you relax back into your breath very gently and persistently. If the distraction remains in the background, that is fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing with breath awareness. The final nuance is relax and see how little effort is needed even to feel your breath. We can do that together now. For a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort, zero. Just be for a moment. Now in this zero effort state, just notice, is there breath awareness or not? If at the zero effort state there is breath awareness anyway, stay at zero. If there is not, then add very tiny increments of effort until you just notice breath again. The idea is to use the least possible effort to feel the breath. The less that gets the job done, the better. And then you just relax into that bare minimum effort for breath awareness, which leaves more space for the divine to do its work more quickly. I can feel that many of us are in embodied awakening already. Those of you who are there, just relax and hold space. That will help everyone else get there. And everything we do here works beyond time and space. It doesn't matter if you're on the recording or on the live call, you're helping out just the same. How will you know if you're in embodied awakening? Because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that's going on, you're there. Once you're in the state, there's nowhere to go and nothing to do. So just relax into that, enjoy it. It is quite blissful. And again, your presence there helps any stragglers to catch up. So as I feel into the field, and when I feel the field, I'm feeling everyone who is doing or ever will do the call. And I'm feeling a little more effort than we need. So if you're not certain you're at minimum effort, I invite you to drop back to zero and just be for a moment. See if there's breath anyway at zero effort. And if not, then add teensy, tiny increments, barely enough to get back to breath awareness at all. you know, there's still too much effort in the field. So let's all for a moment drop to zero, please. Just go to nothing, no effort. That feels better. Now, if you're already in embodied awakening, just hang at zero. And if you're not yet and there's no breath awareness, again, just teensy, tiny increments of effort, bare minimum amounts, until you just barely notice the breath. That is beautiful right there. That feels really good. So let's just rest in this space right here. Most are in embodied awakening. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to catch up into it if they can get there. Being in embodied awakening is not mandatory to proceed, it's just optimal. So we'll leave just a moment for anyone who's close to kind of just relax into it. Again, the idea is to be completely passive. The divine comes to you in your physical body, and the embodied awakening happens there. If you try to help through any kind of effort or visualizing, you will push it away. In this style of work, only your passivity allows it to happen. It's feeling pretty good. We're going to leave just a moment longer for anyone to catch up. If you're already there, just relax and enjoy it. Oh, I can feel the allies. They're about ready for us. So we'll move along. So well done, folks. We're in a really sweet space. So allies, we come to serve the great Earth Awakening. Please make use of us in whatever way serves highest good. Thank you. And when I say serves highest good, that is a shorthand for highest good of all. So that means our human highest good is served, the highest good of the divine is served, the highest good of the great awakening is served, everybody wins. Okay, now what I'm going to do now is narrate my experience, which will be the experience of the majority of participants live or on the recording. It may be that at some point your experience is different than what I am describing. In that case, just go with what you're experiencing. Of course, I'm talking to the humans now. So sometimes people get their own little customized experience for all or part of the call. Allow that if it's happening. Please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing. Just relax, let go, and have your experience. So I'm feeling a lot of tingling in my, it's in the body, but especially in the brain. There's a very beautiful sense of lightness and tingling in the brain system. They're definitely doing some upgrade work in the brain as well as other parts. Already, my physical body feels more like energy than solid form. And as you move deeper into awakening, what used to feel like solid stuff now feels like vibrating energy, because it is. And when you awake enough, you have the perception of that. Relax, let go, allow. It may be feeling kind of intense right now, but I will assure you that never on any of our Awakening Plus calls ever have we gotten too much. Overwhelm simply does not happen. So if it's feeling kind of edgy and strong, my invitation is to relax, let go, and allow the divine to do its thing. Each of you is being monitored by your own higher self, who's sort of coordinating your individual experience, and your higher self simply will not allow too much of anything. So you can relax, not do any filtering or regulating or controlling. Just let it be and open to the experience. So I invite you. So it's still mainly an upgrade, but I'm starting to feel some healing processing. So some of us at least are having some heavy energy that was already in us stirred up, and they're working with that to clear it or transmute it. As always, throughout this whole call, there's nothing you need to do actively. If that should happen, which is rare, I will advise you. But just stay fully passive, allow the divine to assist you. Your passivity will guarantee the best outcome for everybody. So I'm still feeling a lot of sweet energy in my body and a significant amount of brain tingling. There's definitely some upgrading happening there. So my perception is that we're being tuned up before we start serving the awakening. They want us at our very best and brightest and shiniest. So each of us is getting upgrade to the extent of our upgrade capacity in the time available. To just relax, let them work you. The divine always gives as good as it gets. Okay, we now may be entering a period of the call where I may be silent for longer periods. So even if a few minutes pass and I don't speak, it's okay. I'm still with you and holding space. So just relax and just rest in the silences should they come along. Yeah, my self-perception is now probably 90-95% energetic being. I'm aware of my energy extending well beyond my physical body. A large aura surrounding me. Still a lot of energetics happening in the brain system. And so it's a gradual change over from mainly physical awareness to mainly energetic awareness. And I'm not going anywhere, just the perception is shifting. You don't actually have to go anywhere out of your body to experience the full scope and scale of the divine. It's all there inside you already. And it's more like you can just experience a phase shift and still have at least some awareness of the physical form. And as we relax and allow, the divine will take our consciousness to whatever proportion is helpful. Right now, the work is supported by us being mostly conscious as beings of light. But there may be at least a trace of physical awareness in the mix. Do not consciously leave your body. Again, it's going to serve the call and you best if you just relax and let things happen on their own. The allies are very smart. They know what's optimal here. And even the smartest among us is basically clueless as to optimal service, whereas the divine knows precisely how that can run. So let's, at our human levels, let's acknowledge our lesser ability, let's say, to do this work. It's just not our forte, it's theirs, so we let them run the show, them being our benevolent allies of love and light. I'm just beginning to notice some group blending. So some of us are now having their divine awareness merged with that of others on the call. And that's accelerating. So as frequently does happen on these calls, there is a merging into a group beingness. That group beingness so far made up of those on this call, live or recording, all mixed together, in what you might call real time beyond time. So you may notice a part of you feels like a field of consciousness. It's just energy without any shape. It's just your entire level of awareness or field of awareness. And you notice that field of awareness has no thought. It just is. It's just an energetic state that is you. And the you there is made up of many individual humans blended together, making what you might consider a composite consciousness. The individual you at the human level is still there and available to you. And then there's another level where it's all blended together. And at the level of blending, it's beyond the personality, so none of your private information is being compromised here. Your human self is still a separate being. The level of blending is at the divine level where it's all one thing anyway. So you don't have to worry about any information being compromised. That doesn't happen in this context. And the divine is saying this is a bit of a preview of fourth density. I probably have to explain that a little bit. In the channeled material called the Law of One, that channeled material is saying that humanity is in the midst of a graduation opportunity from third density, which is human, to fourth density, which is the next level of evolution. You still have a body, but it's more luminous. And at this fourth level, you also learn to share a planetary consciousness with all your fellow beings. And the fourth density Earth is already here. And what's happening here is a bit of a preview. There is some fourth density blendedness already happening. And we're sort of in that transition phase of third mixed with fourth for those who are conscious enough to experience it. I hope that makes some kind of sense. But that's, if you're noticing that blendedness, the feeling of being one consciousness with other beings, that's kind of what fourth density is about. That's the first level where you get into that in the evolutionary process. I heard someone saying, when are we going to start serving? All in good time. The divine will take all the time they need to make sure we're really optimally primed to be of that service. Just enjoy the beautiful energies we're getting, the lovely upgrades we're receiving.
the lovely divine state that we've been placed into. Okay, now I'm perceiving it's as if a ray of energy is coming from outside us and passing through us. As it passes through, it's taking some of this energetic of what we are and carrying some of that down to earth. The energy, to me, it feels like it's coming sort of from left and behind and going through my torso, my energetic torso, my light body part. And okay, it's the heart that they're really, it's the energy of the heart chakra that they're really cultivating for the earth. Because they're saying what's most needed on earth right now is, what did the song go? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And it's so true right now. And those of us who have beautiful heart chakras that have cultivated some level of divine love, they're sort of passing a beam through that heart chakra and bringing that beautiful love energy down to the planet. So the blessing of the earth, the upgrade has begun in our process. Once again, there's nothing you, the individual human, have to do. Any effort you make would be counterproductive. Relax, allow the divine to make use of us. It will only do so in a way that benefits all concerned, including you. Divine allies, thanks for letting us be of use. We're so grateful for the privilege of being here and serving the Great Awakening. Thank you for this opportunity. Once again, humans, just relax, allow. If you're at all sensitive, you may feel your whole body is just really tingling. And as I said before, your perception of your physical self is probably more energetic than physical. Relax and be. Now I'm noticing the beginning of becoming the consciousness of planet Earth. So you might be noticing this to some degree if you're sensitive. Those who are ready are sharing the consciousness of what you might call Gaia or Pachamama, the living essence of planet Earth, the sentient being that is the planet. So if you're having that experience, just relax into it. If you're not, that's okay. You're just not quite ready for that, or for some reason it's not appropriate for you at this time. So just relax into whatever you're experiencing. And as always, it is your effortless relaxation into whatever is happening for you, whether it matches my description or not, that will give you your optimal experience. The allies say that they're thankful for each and every one of us who are here and assure us that each and every one of us is getting exactly the energies that will serve our highest good. I'm just now also experiencing blendedness with the vast number of beings of light who are all around the planet Earth, what you might call low Earth orbit. They are just blanketing the planet there. They're just, if they were physical, they'd be shoulder to shoulder, literally surrounding the planet. There's so many awesome beings of light supporting this great awakening. And then Nirvana saying, yet even with so many here, each additional helper is vastly appreciated and very helpful. They're saying we cannot get too many involved here. Every single one who wishes to serve is so welcome and so helpful. The vibration has shifted pretty dramatically just now. I invite you just to relax and go with it. Let it be what it is. They're putting some new frequencies into planet Earth. I'm hearing finally it's ready. They're saying this new frequency that's being put in is necessary to help the human population come to the next level. They're saying those who are ready and willing to take this new vibration will find it to be quite ecstatic and perhaps temporarily challenging as heavy energies are flushed from them that were of the old vibration. And they're saying that humans who are stuck in their ways and unwilling to change will find this energy very disturbing and will be greatly disturbed by it. And they're saying, but it is time. We can't wait any longer for this vibration. The energy is doing wonderful things that are hard to describe. Again, if there's periods of silence, just relax into it and let the energy be what it is. There is some effort in the field that is counterproductive, if that's you. And again, I'm feeling it, whether it's live or on the recording, please drop to zero effort. Please simply be. The only focus is if you're feeling the energetics, just rest in the awareness of the energetic process passively. If you're not feeling the energetics, then please rest simply in breath awareness, whichever is more vivid for you. Please do nothing beyond that. Each of us affects everybody else, live or on the recording. That's good, but less effort still. Try dropping to no effort and see if that's enough. If no effort doesn't keep you stable, then just bare minimum effort to feel either your energy or your breath. Really light touch, please. The divine is sending some healing energy into us, and you may feel some heavy energy leaving your body. They're saying everyone is giving it their best effort, but there are some who are burdened a little bit by some heavy energy, and that's causing this bit of disruption we're noticing. And they're acting now to help clear out. So if you notice that something a little challenging is coming up in your field, please relax, just rest gently in the awareness of that discomfort and let the divine take it from you or transmute it to love and light. Yeah, so the sense now is that we are the planet. And right now, any healing we individually experience as human is also healing of the planet and any obstacles to the broader awakening. The one is the many is the one. So just relax. If any healing is happening for you, know that it's not only for you. It is helping your fellow humans who need a little nudge to get their awakening going and assist the overall process. And now they're inviting us to relax into oneness. They're saying just be now. Just drop everything, simply exist. Just relax into that ease. The more you allow harmony to pervade yourself, the more harmony pervades Earth. And I'm conscious in easily three dimensions at once. And when they go multidimensional like this, it's effortless. So when you become ready for this, you just suddenly notice, wow, part of me is here, part of me is there, maybe another part is this other place. And with no effort at all, you just have awareness in all those places at the same time. So it is happening now for some of us. It's getting quite a bit more tingly, really sweet bliss. I'm starting to notice a little more physical body awareness. It appears that we're transitioning possibly back to body awareness more. If that is happening for you, stay relaxed and you'll find you'll also be able to maintain at least some awareness of the blissful inner realms. It's a both and. What they're doing is, as physical body awareness increases, they're also bringing in new vibration. I'm just now noticing a lot of new tingling in my body. So you're not coming in the same. They're bringing in as much of this new frequency into your physical body as will serve highest good. They're not going to overload you, but they are going to give you up to your full capacity. So don't get in a rush. It takes a little time to integrate this into your cells and your physical structures and all the other stuff. So just be patient. Let them gradually work you in with this new vibration. Yeah, you should now be able to feel yourself in your body pretty strongly. And yet your body doesn't even feel like flesh. It feels like a mass of tingling energy, but yet that's the physical body, all right. But when you go to a higher awakening, the perception of it is so different. But it'll function just as well, no worries. Any side effects from this will all be positive and life-affirming and will make you better able to have a more wonderful life. I'm feeling the vibration slowing down a bit as it really embeds into the physical structure. Slight feeling of discomfort in the brain as certain frequencies are fine-tuned. And now I'm being called to open my eyes. I have no idea how long we've been going. Let me see what time it is here. 8:58. Wow, I had no idea it had been almost an hour. Okay. So, looks like we're back. So, now we have time for feedback. If anyone is so inclined, I'm going to make it possible for people to unmute themselves. If I can get that clicked here. All right, so anyone on the live call can now just click their microphone icon, or if you're on a phone, hit star 6, and that will open your mic so you can share. If you would prefer to type in the chat window, which is typically what most people do, but I have no preference myself, feel free to type in chat any questions or comments you may have about what we just did. Or not. So it often takes a moment or two for the feedback to start coming in. Not everyone bounces back right away. They may feel too spacey to like type or speak right away. So just continue resting. Notice you hopefully are now feeling in your body as a significant percentage of your awareness, but please note the both and. I'm in my body and I'm still feeling quite a bit of that tingling and bliss, for example. That's certainly my experience. And the divine says, thank you for your service. They're saying, for those who are new to this, it may seem an odd form of service since you're not doing anything in there, you're just being. But they're assuring us that it is a very profound service, and they're extremely grateful for us showing up and hanging out in the inner world to help out the Great Awakening. And I'll say, as I always do, this is so much richer for me than doing a solo meditation. I mean, I love my solo meditations. They're really juicy, but to be able to hang out with 30 or so of you guys live and all the others coming in from the recording, that energy as well, it's really sweet. In the Law of One material, Ra, the being that is being channeled in that material, indicates that each additional person in a process doubles the power. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256. It goes up logarithmically. So with 30 of us on the live call plus all the ones on the recording, that's a lot of juice in the field. It truly is the more the merrier. Alejandra, would you like to share something?
Yes, Benjamin, thank you so much for guiding us into this amazing, amazing, amazing trip. It was super relaxing and blissful. And something that I noticed that it's the first time that I've had was that I was, at odd times, I was coughing. Mm-hmm. And that was like a first, like, you know, I don't know why I was coughing, because it's not like I was... You know, I don't have a cough or anything. Mm-hmm. I guess I was releasing for myself, I guess.
That's what usually is indicated by that. Coughing is a release of energetics. Mm-hmm. And I've certainly had many, many occasions in all kinds of energetic work where I was coughing to release something. A coughing is usually, it's a little bit of a strong effect because coughing is usually... The cough is meant to kind of discharge. It's a strong enough thing that if something is stuck, a cough starts to kind of dislodge it. It's kind of like hitting it with a hammer energetically a little bit, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my experience of my own coughing. And I'm getting that is kind of what was happening for you. The cough was being designed to dislodge a little bit of stuck energy and expel it. Does that correlate at all with what you were experiencing?
Absolutely. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the feedback.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Yolanda just typed, thanks for explaining that. I was coughing too. And just as a tip, before doing these calls, maybe you shouldn't drink a lot of coffee. Or maybe I was just making a pun there. Drink it if you want. Okay, any other feedback from anyone? Any questions or comments or anything at all? I'm just feeling such happiness in my heart right now. And so profoundly grateful to all of you for showing up on the live call, on the recording. It is truly an honor to, in our own small way, to help the planetary awakening. Marta types, so fun to go so deep and then return. A great way to heal and energize on the full moon. Thank you. Ooh, that's right. We just had the full moon at 5 o'clock and change. So we were doing all this just within 3 or 4 hours after the full moon on October 1, 2020. So thank you, moon. Nice to be riding your way. All right, that feels like a wrap. Thank you all so much for being part of this. I'm now going to close the ceremony. It doesn't take long at all. So I invite you to hang with me while we do the final bit of work here. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kui. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. So grateful to be able to show up and serve the Great Awakening. And so grateful that you always choose to bless us individually and collectively when we do show up to serve. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with all those who've been involved with this and myself to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I personally request you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, ceremony is closed. Thank you all so much for showing up. If you are on this call and not a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check out awakeningplus.com. Members get access to the archive where all these events are recorded and where they are just as juicy and powerful as they are live. There's currently getting near 270 events in the archive. And there's also that wonderful best of page that points you to the very best in each category, so you can know where to start. If you're interested in working with me privately, I do astrology and shamanic healing and awakening activation and life coaching. And you can learn all about that at astroshaman.com. Thank you all so much for being here. It's a blessing and a blissful to be able to do this service. And until next time, good night.